It is Arts and Education Week. I want to welcome in Rhee Poirier-Campbell. She is the Executive Director of Hartford Performs. Rhee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. And it's good to have you on. Just a couple things to get out of the way, since maybe people don't know. Like, what is Hartford Performs?
So Hartford Performs brings teaching artists, professional teaching artists, into the schools to teach curriculum through the arts. So through our programs, kids learn how molecules and planets move by dancing like them, and they learn how to use exponents by writing rap rhythms, and they learn about vocabulary by acting it out.
And how do we know it works?
How do we know it works? There are all kinds of studies nationwide that prove that when arts are integrated into learning, kids just remember things better, they get things better, they learn more deeply. And we see this in Hartford as well. We've been doing evaluation on our programs for years and years, and teachers consistently tell us that they see our programs making important differences for students in vocabulary, in learning to work together, in being creative, in being problem solvers, in being critical thinkers.
Are the teachers open to the concept, or is it you have to overcome some initial resistance?
No, most teachers are very open to the concept. You know, teachers are always looking for creative ways to get their kids to engage because, you know, not every kid learns in the same way. For some kids, you know, books and whiteboards just don't do it. For some kids, they need to act out. They need to touch. They need to feel. They need to sing about something. They need to draw it out in order to understand. And teachers are always looking for ways to find new new ways to get their kids to understand sometimes complex concepts.
Rhee Poirier-Campbell joining us. She's the Executive Director of Hartford Performs. It is Arts and Education Week. So what happens this week in terms of anything different than any other week?
It really is about awareness raising. This is the beginning of a school year. Parents are sending their kids back to school. They're interested in what their kids are learning. Teachers are preparing their lessons plans. And we really want to make the case that arts are absolutely critical to a child's education, not just arts in art classes, which is absolutely important, but bringing the arts into science and math lessons.
I like the concept. I mean, at first, this part of it that I'm like, well, it seems a little hokey to have like, okay, this circle of desks is a cell and you're this and you move over here. But at the same time, it's true. Like people, there are a lot of people out there that are visual learners first, and it can make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know, I will never forget seeing an eighth grader working with a teaching artist who was having them color in boxes on a grid. And she said, you know, color in this half and color in this one quarter and color in this one eighth. And he finally, like suddenly in the eighth grade, finally understand the concept of what one eighth meant because he was a visual learner. Until he saw that yellow box colored in one eighth of the square, he didn't get it.
You know, I think of like what's actionable. So like if somebody's listening, they're a parent or whomever, and they don't even know if this is being integrated into their, you know, their school's, you know, academic program, how can we make sure that this stuff is being done in our schools? And if not, how do we get, you know what I mean? What can we do that's actionable here?
Yeah, so ask your school, do they have art classes? Do they have music classes? Ask your kids' teachers, what kind of methods do you get your kids to learn? Have you thought about bringing in teaching artists? We have hundreds of creative teaching artists throughout the region. Ask them, do you bring in teaching artists? You can go on Hartford Performs website, and the one to look at is database.hartfordperforms.org that shows you all the different teaching artists that we have, more than, you know, 300 different programs that we can bring into a classroom to get to bring in, you know, science with music or math with visual arts.
It's good stuff. I like it. Thanks, Rhee.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I hope you have a great, not just this week, but every week, but especially this week.
Thanks so much, Brian. I appreciate your time.
All right. Rhee Poirier-Campbell, again, the Executive Director of Hartford Performs. It is Arts and Education Week. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I think I probably would have benefited from a fair amount as well.